Head coach of the Orion Chargers, Chip Filler, now joining us. And, Coach, it was interesting, first play of the game. Princeton tried to pull one over on you and win an extra possession out of the gate. You come right down and score. They come right back and score. And it was obvious at that point this was going to be a heavyweight bout. And it was tight for three quarters. We'll talk about that defense in a minute. But your guys answered every challenge again.
I thought that was a great job, really, by them. I mean, you know, going in and you know you're a little bit undermanned, you're going to try to steal possession somewhere. I didn't think right away that they would try that, but they did. And, you know, you're going to give us a short field. You know, we're going to take advantage of it. It was a good offense right away, you know, by our guys. We saw a front that we thought we would get them in out of our full house. They jumped into an eight-man front, and Seth just kind of shredded them there. So, and then they got out of it. And but they, again, they answered the bell, came right back down and scored. You know, I don't know that this team gets enough credit. They've really turning this program around. It started with Jesse Schneider, and Coach Pearson has kind of taken over. I mean, this thing is an up and coming. They're going to be tough from here on out. This is going to be quite a rivalry, and they're going to do a lot of damage in the Mississippi side. You know, if you have to come here and play, this is a tough environment. So, my hat's off to them. They're the reason, I think, more of it, that we didn't play as well as what we did in the first half. But we knew we needed to get some things corrected, and then we did that at halftime.
I've coached talked to you more about the offensive changes for the second half that seemed to work, but defensively, let's talk about those War Pigs. They held Princeton in the second half to negative 15 yards on the ground. This is a team with Rondé Worrells, one of the area's best backs, and you bottled him up, save for one run, really all night. And we talked about it, 2 yards of total offense for this Princeton team in the second half. Those War Pigs came to play.
Yeah, I think you go aside from that one drive, the very first drive, that really we were on our heels. The rest of the night, I think they really did a great job. Maybe some plays here and there. That was the one thing that we told them at halftime was, look, you got to get us the ball back offensively because we've only run like 12 plays, I think, in the first half. And we got 7 points, and then we had a chance to score again for the turnover. Like, if you get us the ball, we're going to score on them. I mean, we just need to get – you guys need to get a little bit more three and outs. And, you know, and they started doing that. I've never seen a team try to pass this much on us. And if you're going to do that, you're going to have to deal with Logan. And I don't know how many sacks he had that second half, but it was a ton. I told that quarterback at the end, man, I really felt for him because it didn't matter if he had 2 or 3 guys on him. He's going to get to the quarterback. When we know that you're going to throw, he's going to pin his ears back, and he can be a handful.
More sacks than you can put on one hand. Six.
Six sacks.
And it was funny. We talked about when the last one happened. It looked like Logan kind of sheepishly looked at the sideline like, well, I can't not sack him. He's right here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, we wanted to go after him. And, you know, there was times I was just rush the passer, you know. So if you want to throw one, I know the running back that they have, he looked a little banged up in pregame. So I was wondering how he would go. And they didn't use him quite as much as probably I think they probably would have liked to. But, you know, we're a tough run defense, and I thought they did a nice job. And that makes me sleep a lot easier at nights. I'm not going to lie to you guys. When I know we can send our defense out there and we're going to get the ball back, I mean, I can throw on first down and take some home run shots, take a little bit more risk than even I would like to, just because I know that, hey, chances are I'm going to get this ball back in a good position.
Interesting situation to end the first half. We joked about it being the longest 2.3 seconds in football, but with the timeouts back and forth and just trying to get some spark offensively, yeah, give yourself a chance there. That was the rationale, trying to get something going in the return game?
Right. Well, we were going for the block, and I just wanted to make, we have to change this. You know, we're kind of dead, and we're kind of floating around, and, you know, maybe we get a bad snap. Maybe we get a block punt, and Kobe almost got it. You know, that changes. That's a momentum-changing play, and I thought going into half that if we could have something that we could have built on there, that was going to be good for us.
Yeah, I really thought it was a situation where I was kind of surprised you didn't call timeouts at the end of that first half because you had some time to do there. But I think you're kind of thinking, well, go ahead and take this at the halftime and get things fixed that you need to get fixed. But, you know, Worrells actually carried the ball 21 times.
Did he really?
Yeah, 21. Can you believe
that? I didn't know. I did not realize that.
Yeah, 21 times, and you held him for 40 yards. I mean, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
I did not realize that. I thought they went away from him in the second half. I thought,
And, you know, a big play, you know, talking about the defensive side of it, then you got Logan Lee putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Mm-hmm. So he's a little antsy out there. But Christian Williams.
Oh, boy.
Such a great break. I mean, picking him up in free agency this year was amazing for us. He's never played football before, and he thought he was going to give it a shot. And he continues to get better every week. That jump on that was great. I mean, we were really hoping he would get in. You know, because when you make a great play like that, we're really pulling for the kid to finish it off. But what a great job by him. He's, to his credit, and I probably said this before, maybe it's kind of redundant, but he's like a clean slate. He's never been poorly coached. So, or he's never been coached before. So he's, you know, he's just going to do whatever we tell him to do. So maybe he is getting poorly coached, but I mean, but he just never, he never questions anything. Like, oh, you want me to do this? Okay, fine. I guess that's just how it's always done. And it's almost refreshing to work with him that way. So
what an athlete.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's, you know, the second fastest kid on our team. Once he figures out how to really play this game, he's going to be something special. I don't know. He made that pick six and then there in the, I think it was the second quarter or maybe it was the third quarter. He came up on a slip screen and stuck it for a 2-yard loss. I mean, and that's just we're in quarters coverage. He's got a fourth of the field. He should be back, and he just puts his foot in the ground and go makes a run. And again, that's his athleticism just taking over.
So did he not play a fall sport before?
He was a golfer. So sorry about that, golf team, but we're happy to have him.
As you look toward now week number six, finishing up that middle third, we like to break the regular season into thirds.
Yep.
You finished the first third with that huge win over Newman. Next week is the finale for the middle third. You get to go back home with the Fulton Steamers. And what are you looking at with Coach Lower and his young team coming into Charger Field next week?
They're really playing well. You know, I mean, he's got them dialed in. They are young. They're gonna play hard. I think they don't realize that they shouldn't be winning because they are pulling some of the games off. And he'll have them ready. I mean, Pat and Derek over there who runs his defense, they do a tremendous job. And we really do have fits against them. I know we scored 42 last time, and we've done it a few times against them. But it's a struggle for us to get our points. You know, here again, you know, hopefully our defense can step up and, you know, until we get our feet underneath us offensively, and then we'll get up and go.
Thanks for coming up. Always fun.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Back with more coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.